Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 409 for December 2019. I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and along with Lorene Romero, we bring you the Home Base Travel Agent Show, so welcome aboard. And I want to thank you for listening to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. Lorene and I want to wish you the best in the upcoming new year and the upcoming new decade. And in this new year, actually in February, that's going to bring us to the 15th year anniversary of the show, so we want to especially thank those listeners who have been with us for the past several years, and thank you very much for that. Now, I want to let you know that you can drop me an email at any time. We actually love to hear from our listeners, and if you want to just drop me an email and say what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show, or even suggest some topics for future shows, that is more than welcome. Now, you can also find the show's Facebook page at facebook.com/HBTAS, and those are the initials for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. So it's at facebook.com/HBTAS. Now, have you ever wondered how to perhaps crack the code of building your own brand on social media? Well, if you've ever wondered that, then this show is for you, because we have a guest, Matt Bertram, and Matt is a social media marketing expert, and he's here with us today to share his knowledge about marketing on social media, and also a little bit in just about marketing in general, too. You know, this is a great show, and we all know that we live in a world that's different today, and a social media presence is essential to marketing your business and building your brand. Matt's information is going to lead you onto the path of obtaining more clients for your business. Now, I think this show is valuable, and I think it's so valuable, you may want to listen to it twice. In fact, you may even want to pick up Matt's ebook, and we talk a little bit about Matt's ebook in the upcoming show, but I would encourage you maybe to go over to Amazon and look up Matt Bertram, B-E-R-T-R-A-M, and check out his book. In fact, I've been reading the book and just about to finish it here as I record this segment of the show. It's a great book. You know, also, I just want to remind you, too, that I don't take any compensation, Lorene nor I do, for any of the guests that appear on a show or from their companies or for anybody else, for that matter. This is all a self-funded show. We do receive no compensation. So just a reminder for that, what we do here is to try to give you some information that will help you grow your business. And I think what Matt has to say is going to be a big help for you. So with all of that, let's move on into the interview. Here we go. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And we are in the interview, the guest portion of the show. And today, Lorene is not with us. She's busy working at the Windsor Chamber of Commerce. I tried to get her on here today, but she had a meeting, and that happens once in a while. And this time of the year, it's not easy to get a guest either, but fortunately, we have a great guest, and I'm excited to have Matt on here with us. Actually, Matt is a digital marketing strategist. He's also an author, and he is a co-host of a podcast out there called Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. Now, all these things, as a travel advisor, you should be interested in. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. And, you know, Matt has expertise in helping people determine what's the best platform or strategies for marketing a small business online. You know, and quite often, you know, you as a travel advisor want to talk to your clients on the phone or in person. But, you know, the first place most people start out looking for a travel advisor is online. So, you know, I think Matt is our perfect guest, and I'm just so happy to have him. And if I've missed anything in the way of the introduction, Matt, jump in there and help me out.
No, I think it was great, Barry. Thanks for having me on. I enjoy sharing kind of what I'm learning. I feel like I'm a constant learner, and, you know, I'm just trying to acquire knowledge. That's really like why I decided to write the book. It's kind of a lot of my personal journey of how I built this digital agency through my own personal brand and some of the different things that I use to achieve that. So, but yeah, I mean, I think personal branding is quite an interesting topic. I think a lot of people are starting to understand in this new economy that through social media that you build your brand and you put out good information and people start getting attracted to who you are and they want to do business with you, because the internet really is a kind of a one to many broadcasting tool where you can share your knowledge and expertise with other people. And I think that people that are starting to have success in this new economy are starting to understand that concept, and they're getting into the quote unquote content generation game.
Exactly. You know, one of the things you have to do is to convince people that you're going to bring them value of some sort in terms of what they're looking for.
Yeah. I mean, I think that if you want to build your own brand, you gotta one, define maybe what your unique selling proposition is. It's called a USP, like what makes you different. But a lot of people, right, it's them, right? Like if they're selling a product or service, that product or service might be commoditized, and the differentiating factor is really them, their knowledge, their expertise, their attention to detail, what they're gonna do different than somebody else in that role. And the best way to highlight that is through broadcasting yourself out there on different social media platforms, giving value and looking for potentially that reciprocation. I mean, I can tell you that if you're trying to establish, I guess, who you are, or to market yourself, you want to establish, I guess, who you are first, right? Because if you broadcast and you don't have a good product or service, people are just going to find out how quickly you're not good at whatever it is you say or do.
Right.
So I think you got to really define who you are and what you want to communicate to your target audience and who that target audience is, because that determines maybe what platforms you broadcast on. And so there's a lot of kind of personal kind of input or development that you really need to do before you start just broadcasting out there. I see so many people going, hey, I know I got to do social media. I got to be on every platform. I got to post 3 to 5 times a day, and they're trying to just get it all out there because they feel like they have to kind of keep up with what everybody else is doing. And there's no real true objective to it. And it becomes burnout and overwhelming, right? And so, I mean, what are the things that the travel advisors in your mind are doing or you think would want to know more about how to do, and maybe we can start the conversation there.
Well, yeah, in planning for starting a social media campaign, more than likely on Facebook or Instagram, that seems to be the popular spot nowadays. And in terms of that planning, where would a person start?
Well, you got to figure out, again, back to that unique selling proposition, what makes you different, right? Now, we were talking in the kind of pre-interview, are you competing on price? Are you just offering a deal? Because those are the type of clients you're going to attract. That same kind of concept goes with like AdWords, right? Like AdWords is typically used for people that are coupon hunters because you got to offer some kind of special or something urgent, right? Something urgent like a pipe breaks and you need a plumber, or your air conditioner goes out and it's 100 degrees outside or something like that. But if you're planning a trip somewhere, you're going to typically be a little more thought out in what you're going to do. Either you're going to do it yourself, plan it, or you're going to research and find someone that's going to really take care of you. And so you got to understand, I think, what you're looking for and what makes you different. I think if you're competing on price, that those are not potentially the customers that you want. And if you're building a personal brand, it's just a race to the bottom because it is such a commodity. It's like, oh, we're offering this special, but it's what in addition to that are you going to do? Because I know in B&I groups or kind of networking or chamber events, it's like, I know that I'm going to use this person because I know I can trust them. Right. I know I can trust them and I know that they're going to take care of me. They're going to think through things. I'm not going to get stuck somewhere. There's not going to be kind of a route lapsed, you know what I mean? Or a wrong ticket booked. Like, I know that that person is going to give me the experience I'm looking for. And so you got to define, you know, what's valuable to your target audience, and how are you going to present that information to them? And then when you were talking about Facebook and Instagram, it's really about, okay, Facebook and Instagram are just kind of social media platforms. Instagram was bought by Facebook, so you can easily post to Instagram and push it through to Facebook. Facebook groups, there's good networking, good community. You think about it like a social party. You think about Facebook like, hey, if you're, you know, you think about LinkedIn maybe like a business networking group, and maybe you think about Facebook like a social group, and you go, hey, am I going to be the guy that goes around or girl that goes around and like hands out a bunch of business cards and leaves? Because that's how a lot of people act on social media. You know, maybe they can sit back and through their newsfeed and through their connections, kind of push stuff out. I think also on Facebook, there's some limitations because you can only have 4,000 friends. So if you want to get a broader audience, you got to tag people. So there's some different tactics. But before going too high level, you got to figure out what kind of content do you want to put out? What kind of content is your target audience looking for? And if you're going to offer, say, the value component of it, of like, hey, I'm really organized. I really plan stuff out. The testimonials I have from people are great experiences, and I get a lot of referrals. How do I amplify that? If that's kind of one of your strengths, you want to be pushing out content of like how to select a great travel advisor. What are some things to look for when hiring a travel advisor, and then mix in some content of maybe testimonials, get some video testimonials or text testimonials, or pull through those and kind of push those out there, kind of salt and pepper those a little bit in through the content you're pushing. So you're saying, hey, here's some of the things you need to look for. And then, oh, by the way, I am those kind of things, you know, and then you're kind of staying top of mind too. And you can pick one platform and really dominate that platform if you're comfortable with it, but you shouldn't be on platforms that you don't really understand. So you got to identify, what platform are you currently using? Will you consistently post? Because consistency is pretty important. And then define, what do you want to be perceived as by the outside world? And also, what's genuine? So you don't want to say you're something you're not, right? Or when people start working with you, immediately there's going to be a discongruency, you know, and people really get repelled by that. So you got to figure out what your strengths are, offer those kind of strengths, and then through putting out that content, you'll attract the kind of people that are interested in that kind of. Does that make sense? So you define your target audience, or your, it's called like a target persona, and then you figure out what would be useful to them, and then actually the next step is, what are the decision making processes that people go through when they're going to buy your product or service? And you kind of create content, or you build a content calendar to create content in each of those buckets. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Basically, you're marketing by educating. And, you know, I just always wonder how subtle or how not so subtle do you need to be in terms of actually promoting a product or promoting yourself when you're doing this marketing by educating?
I think you want to focus on value, right? If you're promoting value, people are going to either connect with it or they're going to move on when you're not like blatantly advertising something, right? So you really want to go education heavy. And here's the thing, when you get targeted something or when information pops up in your newsfeed, right? Say on Facebook, if we're talking about Facebook and Instagram, and it's something interesting to you, and you click on it, is that going to be offensive to you, right? Like if there's content that's useful to you and you like it, like even if you don't have time to click on it, you're kind of glad it's there, right? And right. So if you're putting out stuff that has value and you're not trying to, like, you don't want to blatantly push a product or service, maybe you push them to an article like a blog or something like that. And then in the blog, if they've read that blog, you either advertise at the bottom of the blog, or there's something called, are you familiar with the term called retargeting or remarketing?
I'm not.
So really Facebook has this little pixel that you can put on your website. Even Google has it, and LinkedIn and Quora, there's all these other things, but it's a little script that you put on your website. And so if you can get people to your blog or your website or your landing page, you can then show them an ad or even a sequence of ads. Have you not been to some product or service and then you leave it and it shows up in your newsfeed or it chases you around the internet in like banner ads and stuff?
Oh yeah, I have many times.
Okay. Yeah. So basically do that, but do that with a trigger that's targeted towards that article. Does it make sense? So like if someone is interested enough to click on that article and read, maybe you could put a trigger of like halfway down on the page, or they've been on the blog for 2 minutes or whatever, then you decide to chase that person. So there's kind of like an if-then statement of like, if they like this article and read it, therefore I will show them ads on this topic. So like if you wrote a topic on like, hey, you know, the 10 things to consider when planning a trip to Alaska or Hawaii or something, and someone clicks on that article in their newsfeed, you're not blatantly advertising the trip, right? You're just offering good value. If they click on the article and read a little bit of it, now you show them the ads. So therefore now the ads, and also it's not you pushing the ads on Facebook. It's like they did something to show interest and raise their hand. And then you're showing ads based upon that interest. So therefore it's relevant to them. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I get it now.
So it's a little bit of kind of personalized marketing, but then you don't have to just blow people up on, hey, buy this package. You give them some kind of qualification to then say, hey, I'm interested, and I give you permission basically somewhat to like show you this offer that might be relevant to you. Because, you know, like I want to go to Alaska, but not in the next 6 months. You know what I mean?
Right.
So also too, some of this content could be evergreen, right? So whatever the life cycle is of, or the sales cycle is of this, you can actually build some evergreen content that maybe seasonally you then run these same ads, and different people are going to be interested at different times in the market. And it's kind of like, you know, when you buy a new car or something, then you see that car everywhere, you know, like the association premise or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Is like, so like if you put out an article of like, hey, the top 10 things to consider when going to Hawaii, if you're not interested in Hawaii, that's not going to be offensive to you. You're just going to pass it by. You know what I mean? And it's not like buy this deal, you know, red lights flashing or whatever, right. You know what I mean? So there's a little more subtle way to do it. And as people kind of raise their hand and kind of say, okay, I'm interested in this, you can get a little more aggressive with that content. But you got to start thinking, like the term that I guess I use more of now when you're selling like a product or a service online is like, what's the sales funnel look like? What are the steps that someone looks for to buy? So what's the target audience? Where, like, okay, where do I need to go fishing? Where are these fish going to be? And then what are the steps I need to do to slowly engage them or escalate them to buying? Because typically from a cold market, they're not going to go, there's only about 3% of people that are ready to buy. So you're kind of looking through that needle through the haystack. And what I'm talking about is kind of developing a warm audience that you then sell into by tapping maybe other audiences or other people's audiences. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Let me make sure I kind of get the sequence right here. So maybe I will write a blog post. I've got a WordPress site and I'm going to write a blog post. I'm going to write a post about the 10 things that you should know before traveling to Alaska. Now that content can be fairly evergreen, but to promote that blog post, then I would go to Facebook and, you know, when it gets time to travel to Alaska, in the, well, summertime, but people travel to Alaska year round, but I might do a short Facebook piece about that blog post and then put a link that goes to, to the blog post, from Facebook to the blog post. And then within that blog post, then as people read it, spend time on the page or read down three or four paragraphs, then you put in this snippet of code that will then track them or flash the advertisement at them. What was the name of that code?
Okay. So that's called remarketing or retargeting. It's called a pixel, a Facebook pixel, to be specific. Now, what I would do on the front end is, here's the reality. A lot of people post on Facebook and you're only going to show it to kind of your friends. Okay. And you can only have 4,000 friends. So what you need to do is you need to write that article on your business page, and then you need to put some money behind it. So you need to run a Facebook ad, not boosting a post, because again, that will probably just show it to people you're connected with. Now, if you're working the referral angle and a higher rate of, your business's referral, well, you want to probably do that too, but then you want to run additional ad. So you want to do the basic post and maybe boost it, right? Because that's going to get your friend network. But to get new people, you're going to want to run an additional ad that's a cold ad that's the same thing. So there's not a lot of people out there running ads to a blog post, right? But if you have an interesting enough topic that is your target audience, you will get clicks. You know, it's kind of called clickbait. A lot of people will run to a downloadable, right? And they're like, hey, like, give me your email, right? And that's been overdone, I think. Like, give me your email for this list. And you're like, hey, I don't know if I really need to give you my email because I'm not that committed, right? And I don't want to get blown up by a bunch of spam emails. That's what a lot of people think. Well, if you run into a blog post, there's no commitment beyond the value of the content. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So there's a little bit more definition or things that you want to do to define it on the front end, okay, to get the result. Because a lot of people are like, hey, I ran a Facebook ad, it didn't work. Well, if you're just posting it on your personal page or on your business page, you're only showing it to your friends, and your friends already know what you do and they've already seen it, and they're already gonna contact you. So if you're not doing anything to drive referrals in that content or specifically asking them for referrals, you're not gonna get any new fish, right? So if you're gonna use Facebook as your platform, you wanna run ads. You wanna run ads to a cold market, but to target demographics. They're not that hard to do. You can also find somebody to help you do them, but they're not super hard to do. But you got to get the front end right to touch the right people, and you got to have the content right to achieve your goal. And so, yes, then once you get them over to your WordPress site, you can put code in the header. It's called a Facebook pixel. And what that does is track anybody that clicked on the ad or moved from Facebook to your website for 540 days. You can show each of those people an ad. You can even create segments of different ads that you showed, right? So if you want to do an Alaska one and a Hawaii one and keep those audiences separate, you could. Or if you want to do West Coast versus East Coast, you could do that too, right? Hitting the snowbirds or hitting the people. People in the Northeast might not fly to California to go on a cruise or whatever, vice versa. So you can segment that audience, but you can hold on to it for 540 days. And you can say whatever goals or values you put on it. Or look, to not get too complicated, because I think I might be scaring some people. It's not that hard. You could just say, if anybody goes to my landing, period, I want to show them an ad and I want to show them all the same ad, right? So you can be as simple or sophisticated as you want. The more sophisticated you get, the better results you get for less money, right? So a lot of people are like, hey, I tried this and I followed the basic premise, and I didn't get the results I was looking for, or I spent too much or whatever. It's all about the iterations, right? That's why I like internet marketing better than like an ad in a magazine. Because once you run the ad in a magazine or a radio ad or billboard, you can't really control what's happening, and you can't really see the visitor flow, right? And I think some of these magazines are kind of pumped up on their circulation, but I mean, I think that there's value. I have run ads in magazines where then I try to get them to a website, right? Or an easy link to click on, like, or on the online ones, but like an easy link to follow. And then once they go there, I can track them there because I can see what the people are doing online. And I think that that's a lot of the power. And really almost anything that you can imagine, like in your perfect environment of the steps that you would go through to sell a perfect candidate, right? Whether it's cold calling, you find them and based on what they say they're interested, you can build a sequence through videos. I think videos are super powerful, or content, or you know, anything to tell the story you want to tell. But every salesperson has that kind of perfect kind of perfect candidate, right? That they've walked through these steps and they're like, man, if it could just be this easy, I found this person, they needed this, I helped them with this. If you think through what that process is, you can then design that model to find more of those people online easier. You can find more of those needles in the haystacks, and then you can actually run them through this process that's somewhat automated, where at the end, you're just kind of wrapping it up or closing the deal. Does that make sense? So that I think that that is the power. I mean, really, my story was I was cold calling 50 to 60 people a day for like 7-8 years. Okay. Wow. And I was like, there's got to be a better way, you know? And then I started getting into email automation. I kind of was spamming everybody before this Can Spam Act and, you know, that kind of worked, but I was still finding needles through the haystacks. And it's been this general evolution to where now I think of myself, I guess, as a content generator or a content producer. And I'm putting out content with specific purposes that attracts that target customer that I'm looking for. And then where they go through the decision-making process, I bring them through content until we engage them maybe through the phone. And then there's a sequence process to onboard them. And also I'm only taking specific kind of clients because I know I can help them and I know that they fit the model that I'm looking for. Right. And so if you know, if you don't accept everybody, you want to kind of repel people a little bit because you're not going to be all things to all people. Not everybody's going to like you. People that buy from you might be different than the person that buys from the travel advisor next to you, or that's kind of why you have different people for different things, if that makes sense. Sure. And so you got to figure out what kind of people you connect with, what kind of people you can help, what kind of situation. Is it a big corporate setting? Is it a family getaway? Is it, you know, newlyweds? What is it that makes you different or that you're better? And then you can really help define where you need to be advertising, what you need to be saying to attract that. And it's not to say you can't build different funnels for different people, but you really have to know what you're going after to get what you're looking for, right? Because I think a lot of people don't niche down enough and they just are like, hey, I just want small business owners as my clients. You know what I mean? I want somebody that owns a business, but like, why do you want that person? What about that person is attractive? What have you had success with in the past of why you're saying that? And really defining that down. And as you do that, it just makes your life a lot simpler on the things you need to be doing, how you need to be communicating with them. And then you customize a personal approach for them. Does that make sense? Am I going too far off topic here of personal branding? You got to reel me back in if some of this stuff is not valuable.
No, you're doing fine. So kind of what I'm hearing you say is you, first of all, you need to define basically what you're good at, what's your specialty, what makes you unique within that specialty, and then who is it that will work with me to buy that particular product, and then locate those people who are going to be interested in the travel specialty that I've developed. And the place that you do that at would be Facebook. Is that correct? Or are there other places?
I think that that's a good place. I think that depending on your tactics, right? So you define your strategy and then you have your tactics. I think that Facebook's a great place because almost everybody's on Facebook. Right. You got to understand too, people go to Facebook to get out of their real world sometimes, right? They're like, show me something interesting. So I think travel is a great like getaway, right? And I think also what I've seen in the data is Thursday and Friday around lunchtime, and then just kind of Thursday on, people are not as engaged in work. So if you're going to run ads, like I would say start later in the week, you know what I mean? And also offer something of interest of why they want to get away. They want to be distracted, right? Now on LinkedIn, you know, people are maybe looking for a job heavily, or they might be on there to do business networking. How you communicate with that same person on LinkedIn is different than how you communicate with them on Facebook. Does that make sense? Sure. And also you can define parameters better too, is like certain job titles. Maybe somebody wants to go on a vacation, but they can't afford it. Is that the right customer for you? Right. I mean, so you gotta kind of really define exactly what you're looking for, and then it helps you figure out where to target. Also, target demographics, you know, are really important. Like, people keep talking about TikTok. Well, TikTok is just like mind-numbing, like little videos. It was kind of where Snapchat was, you know. But then Instagram kind of took some of those concepts, and Snapchat, I think, is trying to find itself. TikTok's a younger generation, right? And so the baby boomers might not be there, right? The baby boomers probably are on Facebook. They're probably not on LinkedIn, because they're maybe retired, right? Right. So I think that Facebook's a good place to start. I think that there might be some travel blogs where you could put some guest posts or be a contributing writer. There might be certain magazines, AARP, like, you know, there might be certain strategies. It doesn't, the platform depends on the target audience. And I believe in a multi-channel approach. You just got to kind of measure what's going on. But I think the easiest way to get started is online, because again, you can track it. I think Facebook is a really great place to start. And I can personally tell you, you know, I go on a trip maybe twice a year, and I'm not blown up on Facebook all the time with like travel ads. Okay. Like, I don't know, for whatever reason, I'm not targeted by that. I mean, there's certain behaviors that you have to do, but I don't think people, even like, I work with a lot of realtors, even in the realtor market, people are not leveraging social media. YouTube could be a great place too, to put out videos, and build an audience. There's certain kind of things that you want to do with YouTube. Basically, there's an audition period with YouTube. That's what a lot of people don't know. And so you publish a video on YouTube, you want to get a lot of likes and comments and really push it out on other social media brands to your platform, to your friends, to get them to like and engage, or your coworkers, to get as much engagement up front with your video. But like, putting out these videos, people are searching for specific types of things. And the more kind of long tail is what it's called, or niche you can get, answering a specific question, the more you're going to, like, the less search volume there's going to be. Like, travel agents Houston, or travel agents, you know, San Diego, like, everybody's going after that, but not as many people are going after like these super long tail key phrases. Like, if you wanted to go backpacking in Alaska, like, or something, like, you wanted to dive down underneath the, you know, glaciers and see like life down there, or something that not everybody's going to do, building a piece of content to target that hyper specific topic. You get the concept. I have bad examples, but you're going to be more relevant to that person. And if you are broadcasting that you know how to do that, there's more likelihood that that person, because they're looking for a really specific thing, are further down the quote unquote sales funnel, are going to convert versus just general travel agents in a specific area, because they are just starting their search. And then guess what? They're picking the company and the person based upon how that person is presenting themselves online. So again, that goes back to the content generation, maybe like a video of you talking. Like, you have to put yourself out there so someone can decide if they want to work with you or not. So that's where it kind of all comes back to the personal branding, is how are you broadcasting yourself online? Are you putting the content in places that people can find easily to make a decision on whether or not they want to work with you? I mean, that I can tell you that we have different methods to bring in new clients, but the absolute best clients are ones that have either read my book out there on Amazon, Build Your Brand Mania, buildyourbrandmania.com. You can find out more information there, or our podcast. If you search like best SEO podcast, it's called The Unknown Serious Syndrome. I know you brought it up, but people go there that are looking for SEO or looking to figure out how to solve a question or an answer. They find the podcast, they listen to it, it gives them some type of value, and then they call us and they're ready to buy. They're ready to get started. They're ready to work with us because they resonate with the information they put out. And here's the thing, the deciding of the needle in the haystack, people are deciding for me whether they want to work with me or not. I don't even know that it's happening. Mm-hmm. You know, like people are already deciding if they want to work with me, and they're already getting to know me. And there's some metrics out there that say, you know, like, and trust is really something you want to focus on. Well, if someone spent, you know, say 7 hours with my content, or say 5 hours with my content, listening to my book, reading the blog, or reading some blogs, checking out the website, listening to the podcast, and then they've been on another digital agency's website for 30 minutes, who are they going to know more? Who are they going to trust more? Who are they going to like more if they could even determine those things in that 30 minutes from some bland website? You see what I mean?
So, yeah, very good point. So,
I mean, the likelihood when someone calls me, they've already, this is a data point. This is the data point that I think encompasses what we're talking about, I think, the most. 80% of people, or no, sorry, I didn't say that right. People are 80% of the way through the buying process before they pick up the phone and call you. Like that one data point, if 80% of people are through their buying process before they pick up the phone and call you, when you think the sales process starts is when they call you, and you know that they're just kind of on the last 20% and they're deciding on you and a couple other people, it changes how you should think about your perception or visibility online. Does that make sense?
Yes, sure. So if I hear you right, going back a little ways, if I really want to attract somebody, maybe I should be more specific in my message. In other words, rather than talking generally about I specialize in the Caribbean, maybe a message should go out there. It could be a blog, it could be a video, but the message should go out there maybe to talk about swimming, snorkeling with the manta rays, or swimming with dolphins. You know, the more specific, and that way the person who's looking for a wonderful experience on a vacation, they can relate to that and they can say, I want to do that. And then
I think that, yeah.
And then you've drawn them in and they become interested. And then that gets them actually further down your sales funnel by being more specific in your message.
I think that that's great. I think you can also add to that. So I think that you take that initial topic of, hey, I specialize in the Caribbean, and then you build subtopics underneath that main topic. And actually, you know, to not go into too much about SEO, that's how the Google engineers design the algorithm, is they're trying to organize all the information in the world. And how do they do that? You know, some themes or topics and then subtopics, right? So you have your topic of the Caribbean, and then you need to create all these subtopics. But also the other end of the component of the personal branding piece of it is maybe why you're passionate about helping people have a good experience in the Caribbean, good or positive, like what drove you to be passionate about that? Like, what's your personal story? Because I think people do business with right people, right? And they want to know that they're in good hands, and they want to know that that person cares. And so you can build yourself as more than just a sales rep for a company, or if you own a company, you can define who you are a little bit more in that conversation. In that video, you're like, hey, like, I went down to the Caribbean and it was a great experience, and I've actually moved down to the Caribbean because I love it so much and I want to give other people that sort of experience. And some of the things I love doing are swimming with manta rays and doing this and doing that. And I have these articles that you can go check out if you want to find out more, right? So I think that there's different components, or like taking the 2D and making it kind of 3D of how somebody can look at working with you on multiple levels of maybe why they might buy. Most people buy based on emotion, right? And so there's got to be some kind of emotional connection to maybe you and then the product or service you're selling. So, you know, if you can kind of make that kind of 2D pitch or presentation more 3D, where you incorporate some dynamics of who you are, if you're comfortable, it might just make that piece of content or that kind of soft pitch even more compelling. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And this has been great, Matt. It's wonderful information. It's, you know, and I think we've just scratched the surface, but even on the surface, I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about. And, you know, they can also dive deeper through your book. And if you'd mention that once again, but also I'd like our listeners to know how to contact you.
Yeah. So Build Your Brand Mania is my book funnel. You got to remember the word brand mania. Okay. Build Your Brand Mania. It is on Amazon. I do have it on Audible. A lot of people were asking me for Audible, so I do have that available. And then bestseopodcast.com. So SEO stands for search engine optimization. If some of your listeners didn't know, but Best SEO Podcast is kind of our hub. Now we're on all major platforms, and it's called The Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. Even if you Google it, you should be able to find it, like SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, anywhere it's found. But you can also go to Best SEO Podcast and it'll redirect you to those places, or you could even listen to it on our site. It is actually a website app that you can download. I do have an agency that we typically work with companies that are looking for SEO or paid advertising or branding. We're a full service shop, but I do provide consulting, hourly consulting through the podcast. Like if people want a little bit of help or direction, and you can find that on the bestseopodcast.com. And then there's a link there to just contact me, and you can get on my calendar. I'll do, a little bit of free consulting. And then if it's valuable to you, we can roll it into a paid option. But really what I can tell you is, all this information, everything that I'm saying is out there on YouTube. It's across social media. You can find it anywhere. So nothing I'm telling you is like some black box secret. Okay. Like it's just, I've maybe organized the information in a way that I can present it to you, or I can talk about personal experience about how it might be able to help to you. But I in no means want people to think that I have all the answers. I think that this has just been over time, me processing information, working. We got about 60 something clients that we work with. And so, you know, I just have kind of seen through best practices through trial and error. But all this information is out there in the information age, and you can really get it anywhere. So, yeah. And my company is called, we're rebranding it, but it's called eWeb Results. We've been around for a long time, like you. when the little E was before everything, we're moving to EWR Digital. But right now, eWebResults.com, eWeb Results can get you to our agency site. And we'll be able to for a long time in the future. And if you want to talk to me, find me on social media. Matt Bertram Live is my handle across all platforms. I would tell you, if you don't have handles on all different platforms for your name, I would go get them before they get filled up, so you can have some consistency. That's another, I guess, bonus tip for you. But hopefully this was helpful. I really like this industry. I like helping people. I think that, you know, in today's age, everybody can be empowered to, live the life that they want and be able to take the trips that they want. And I think the power of internet marketing and social media is helping a lot of people achieve that. So,
Well, very good, Matt. And thank you so much for being a part of our show. And it's been a real joy getting to know a little bit about you and getting to know you and learning about what you do. So I appreciate it. And maybe in the future we can have another conversation here and kind of bring this all back home to people once again.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Barry, for having me.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye.
Once again, I want to thank Matt for sharing his knowledge and his willingness to help us build our business. Now, if you like this show, you know, you can please pay it forward by going to iTunes and subscribing to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. Also, you can leave comments there, which are greatly appreciated. Those comments help boost our audience. So please drop by iTunes and subscribe and leave us some comments, like the show. And you can also jump over to Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS and give our page a like over there. Okay, now it's time to close out another year. Hey, how about that? And we wish you a happy new year. And as we do that and move into the new year, we hope everyone has safe travels, stay healthy, and we'll see you again in 2020. Thanks so much, everybody. Bye-bye for now.